Hello, and welcome to The Fat Lip, the podcast for fat people about fat people. I'm your fat host, Ash, and it is our last episode of 2018. It is very close to 2019 right now. And this year has been quite a roller coaster for fatness. We've made some huge strides in Fat Paws in 2018. We got the HuffPo article and Dietland and the Universal Standard Foundations ad announced they were extending sizing up to 40. You remember that one? It was amazing. It was LaShawn A, and she looked so good. But we also got the subsequent cancellation of Dietland and the very lackluster reality of the foundation's launch, and some controversy about Universal Standard and the way that they treated LaShawn A and other models. The Fat Lip itself has had a pretty good year, though. Infinite Fetch in February was great and more than I could have ever hoped. And it resulted in a tiny bit of media that I did not expect. And I'm super excited to bring that all back this year, because InfiniFat visibility is super important to me and to the world. But there were also things this year that made the Fat Lip a little difficult. It's a very busy time for me personally, and it's only going to get busier this year. So I've been thinking about making some small changes to the pod to alleviate some pressure. So when I decided to start the Fat Lip, there were no other explicitly fat-positive podcasts running. Like, I was the only one. And because of that, I felt like I had to lay some Fat Pause 101 groundwork. And so that's why I did episodes where I talked about the word fat and the concept of good fatty versus bad fatty. And from there, I moved to reacting to the way media portrays fatness a lot, and talking about the ways in which fat people are marginalized a lot. And this has all been very important work, and I've been happy to do it for nearly 3 years. And now we have several other fat positive podcasts in that are also in publication. And they're all fantastic. But for the Fat Lip, I think I've unintentionally created a pretty serious tone. And I think that that has been in reaction to what I feel are serious problems in the way fat people, especially very fat people, are regarded in our culture. But I think that that serious tone has made the pod kind of a chore to make sometimes. As fat people, as a fat person, I'm surrounded by the ways that society says that I don't fit. But for the pod, I'm continually being asked to explore that and comment on all that stuff. And it's hard to dig around in fat phobia in that way. It's hard to intentionally immerse myself in the things that people think and feel about my body. And I've been thinking about all of this a lot and struggling with it. And in the last 6 months or so, I've kind of wished that making the Fat Lip wasn't so heavy and didn't require so much emotional energy from me. It's just hard to do all that twice a month. And so also, I think that it can be hard to listen to twice a month. Sometimes you just don't want to be confronted with the ways that the world is fatphobic, especially as a form of entertainment. I know even when I'm listening to an episode back, I have to like be prepared to be in that mindset. So I've been thinking about all this a lot and wondering if Fat Lip can move in a less heavy direction. I've been wondering if the pod can be just a conversational podcast where I talk with guests about any number of topics. Maybe it's just as valuable to hear what fat people think about pop culture phenomenons or hometown dramas. In mainstream media, we rarely see fat people given the opportunity to just exist and have opinions and ideas that are independent of their body size. I mean, one of my main complaints about fat people in media is that their entire storylines are about their fatness, and that's just not reality. So why can't the Fat Lip just be a fat people talking about the same everyday things that thin people get to talk about? So actually, this is my show and it can be about that. So I think that's what we're going to try. In my perfect version of the Fat Lip in 2019, we wouldn't have to always talk about serious fat stuff. In a perfect world, I'd like an episode of the Fat Lip to be able to be about anything but just discussed by fat people. So I think that's the direction I want to move in. I'll, of course, still be talking about serious things as necessary, but mostly I'd like to be talking about whatever random topic is on my mind or my guest's mind or listeners' minds. Fatness may never come up at all, though I imagine that because I'm fat and my guests are fat, it's a big part of our lives, so it's going to come up pretty often. So what this means is that a future episode could be about a question as big as what we think happens when we die, or as small as what our favorite sandwich is, but it will always be fat people's voices and ideas. And you'll never accidentally be confronted with fat phobia, which is a problem I've had with many, many of the podcasts I otherwise love. Like, I'll just be listening and enjoying an episode, and then suddenly there's like some comment about, you know, bad food or something like that. Things that we know that in fat pods know that are ridiculous and fat phobic, but the rest of the world is just regular small talk. And it's just hard to be enjoying a podcast and just like get slapped with that out of nowhere. So that will never happen on Fatlip. And to be clear, I think that the pod had to start with the heavy stuff to get them to the more lighthearted stuff. Like, I think everything that the Fatlip has done and will continue to do on a smaller scale is super important. And I think it all needed to happen so that we could get to the easy stuff. But I also think, you know, there's room now for talking about dogs or reality TV or something. So that's the plan, for 2019, a less burdened, less serious pod that is easier to make for me and easier to listen to for you while still remaining about fat people's real feelings and ideas. That's what I want to make in 2019. Which means I could use your help. In order to make this work, I'm going to be needing two things from listeners: topics and guests to talk about those topics. If you have a topic idea, please submit it, because this is all new. I don't know how topic selection is going to work yet, but if I get lots of good submissions, I may have Patreon patrons vote on them. We'll see how that all goes. But in the meantime, please submit your ideas. And if you want to come on the show and talk about one of those ideas, I would love to hear from you, because I need guests. I want to have a lot of guests in 2019. And to be on the show, you don't need to have a story or an agenda or something that you want to discuss. You don't have to be an expert in anything. I just want to talk to you about whatever the topic of the day happens to be. I mean, occasionally I may make an open call on social media looking for someone who wants to talk about a specific topic. So like, if the topic's astrology, I might ask on Instagram for someone who has an interest in astrology or who knows a lot about it and wants to chat about it on the show. But for the most part, I just want to talk to regular fat people. I just want to know what you think and talk about what I think, because that's what podcasts are about, just talking to people. And basically, we're all just going to be feeling this out as we go, and if we need to make adjustments along the way, we will. So that's the plan for the new year. I think that this will be a positive change for me and for the pod. So I hope you stick around to see how it all turns out. And thank you to everyone who has listened to the Fatlip and supported me over the last 3 years. It's been such a good time, and I've talked to so many of you, and I've really loved every minute of it. And thank you especially to my Patreon patrons for keeping this whole ship afloat. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be able to make this thing at all. And when I was thinking about making a change to the pod, I took it to the Patreon patrons for feedback, and I got a lot of support, and it was really more than I could have ever asked for. So thank you so much to the Patreon patrons for being there for me and for talking this through with me and listening to me ramble about it. And if you aren't a patron and would like to be, you can, for as little as $1 an episode, or $2 a month. Go to patreon.com/thefatlip to learn how. And thank you also to Star Crusher for providing the music that I use on every episode, and I will continue to provide, or I will continue to use on every episode going forward. He has more music coming out soon, so as always, you can go to seestarcrusher.bandcamp.com to hear more of his stuff. And thank you to Big Fig for sponsoring the pod for this last year. If you've been listening for a while now, you know how in love I am with my Big Fig. It's the first mattress system made specifically for fat people. and it is the most comfortable bed I've ever had. It features both high-density foam and 1600 pocketed coils for the perfect combination of comfort and support. Plus, I opted for the special big fake frame that is made of recycled railroad steel, and it is unbelievably sturdy. I've slept on this bed for over a year now, and there isn't so much of a creak coming from this thing. 2019 is a new year, and you should resolve to be comfortable. Go to bigfigmattress.com and use the code FATLIP at checkout for $100 off of your purchase and to let them know that I sent you. Make 2019 your best rested yet with Big Fig. Okay, guys, I hope you have a safe and happy New Year's, a safe and happy New Year's, and I'll see you again in 2019 with our new format. It's going to be a good one, and I can't wait. So I'll see you again soon. Bye.